In earlier times, the right was often argued over but did not always become a public issue as it can in our times. This in part places a responsibility on us to recognize and understand the centrality of dissent. Implicit in having these rights is the exercising of dissent where we think it appropriate. This has a historical continuity, even if the forms have altered. I would like to explore the continuity through a few examples. There should always be, invariably, in every modern society, the right of the citizen to dissent as part of the right to free speech. This right has been contentious yet crucial to the continuity of societies. However much we may wish otherwise, Indian society, as indeed every other society, has not been a seamless, harmonious entity with little or no contradictions. We too have had our share of intolerance and violence and the clash of ideas. Dissenting voices have been many and have had a much wider articulation in the past than we are willing to concede. In historical terms, social